This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Students who marched for our lives, who in fact came up with this extraordinary bold peace plan that calls for mandatory buybacks. Let's follow their inspiration and lead and not be limited by the polls and the consultants and the focus groups. Let's
Mayor
do what's
Buttigieg,
right while we have time to do what's right.
Mayor Buttigieg.
The problem isn't the polls. The problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage, political or personal. Everyone on this stage is determined to get something done.
I don't know which one of those two is more condescending. They both have that kind of just smug, preachy kind of way about them, don't they?
I like what you said there about it's the, you know, it's not the, it's the policy. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. Stop talking.
Yeah. You're digging a big hole for us.
Yeah. And I'm not going to be lectured by you, Robert.
Last night's Democratic debate. Get ready for it, folks. We're talking 13 months of this stuff. You know, first, who ends up atop this heap, I wonder? What do you think? I last night found myself saying it's going to be Elizabeth Warren. It's going to be Elizabeth Warren. Now, Bernie has got AOC and the squad endorsing him this weekend. Supposed to give him some big momentum.
Is that a good thing?
And I don't know. Where's the momentum? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I really don't. This hour, we'll give you details on some seats we do have available for the Washington, D.C. Listener trip. My wife Maria and I are hosting a trip bringing folks along to Washington, D.C. and to spend some time in the nation's capital December 10th and 14th. Try and straighten them out. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go there and bring some North Dakota common sense, Minnesota common sense to the nation's capital. We're going to tell you about the mega soda revolution that's happening in Minnesota. We're going to tell you about leadership ND at the University of Mary and workforce development. So all that coming up. And, of course, your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome on the program. Brought to you in part today by Oasis Petroleum and the Be the Buffalo Hotline. Be the Buffalo. You know what the buffalo does? Goes into the storm. That's what the folks at Oasis Petroleum do. Whatever that storm, they're into it, you know. They do that day in and day out, and they love that spirit in North Dakotans. And if you see somebody that has that spirit, they want to celebrate it. So all you need to do is tell us. 855-200-1776 is the hotline. Is Marnie on the phone? Have we got Marnie linked up there? Okay, we have Marnie. Good. Perfect. All right. Marnie Hockenberg is the co-founder of the Mega Soda Revolution. And we met her at the Target Center, where President Trump was there with 19,000 of his favorite folks from the upper Midwest.
I got to tell you this scene, Scotty.
Tell me the scene.
We're at the Target Center. We're walking down the line, you know, the line's inside the Skyway, and we see this group of people, and they've got these yellow shirts on, the state of Minnesota on the front of them, and it looks like, and then there's the Trump hair is kind of coming across the state. And it looks like a profile of this. They made the state of Minnesota kind of look like the president's profile. We're like, this is something.
There was. I saw
And then I saw Marnie. I was like, hey, you're famous. I saw you on YouTube. And the rest was history. What a great group of people.
Marnie, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Wonderful. I'm having a Magasota great day. How about you?
Fantastic. So just give me your impressions on last week, on that event on Thursday. What was that? What did that feel like?
It was a Trump love fest. The sheer number of people in Minnesota who love our president and are going to reelect him in 2020 was amazing. And when you go to a Trump rally, everybody is super nice, respectful. There's families there. It's just a fabulous group of people.
There was a dark side, albeit rather small. I noticed the media focused on them a lot afterwards, these protesters that were burning things and throwing bottles of urine at law enforcement officers and whatnot. Did you encounter any of the dark side at all?
You know, we got a hotel room for two nights, Wednesday, Thursday, because we needed to prepare to promote Magasota. So we were literally just in the skyway. So luckily, we did not have to go out into the open streets. We were okay. But I have friends who did encounter horrible things, and it was just, I think it was just a blemish on Minnesota from our mayor, Frybaby, when he sent out that dog whistle cry to Antifa and other violent groups to come in and assault and beat up on innocent people who, taxpayers who love President Trump.
I used your line, Frybaby, with everybody I could think of in the Trump campaign to try and get the president to use that. He didn't pick up on that one, but he did properly. I call it the mayor. That was really embarrassing. Clearly, the mayor's all about his political future. This wasn't anything he was trying to legitimately defend his city with or anything else. That was just a political ploy, wasn't it?
It was absolutely a political ploy to gin up his base at the expense of personal safety of the citizens here. So in the next election, I encourage people who live in Minneapolis to get him out and get another mayor in, get a Republican if you can. It's, I know, almost next to impossible, but not such a violent Marxist mayor.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. So tell me a little bit about what you think is happening with the Trump movement in Minnesota. You've obviously followed this for some time. He's been there a number of times, done a different number of different rallies and things that he's done over the last number of years, but nothing like, you know, 20,000 people and another 20,000 outside and everything that happened with his target center appearance. What is the Trump movement growing in Minnesota?
Well, the Trump movement is growing, and particularly the Magasota movement. I may have mentioned to you at the rally that Michelle Even is the founder of Magasota. She's a good friend of mine. We're local activists. And she founded it. We founded it to be the largest network of Minnesota Trump supporters. And we're focused on one candidate only, and that is President Trump. We're a statewide community of Minnesotans to get him reelected in 2020 at the grassroots level. And we're really excited because, you know, President Trump started a movement of the people in 2016, and he will win by a movement of the people, not by a party or the political elite. Magasotans are Minnesotans from all walks of life. We love our state and our country, and grassroots is where it's at. You know, he nearly won Minnesota, and it was just by a small margin that he lost. So he almost won without the use of really any political elite or party, but because of votes from disenfranchised Republicans, independents, blue-collar Democrats, and the forgotten men and women of the Iron Range. And Magasota is a grassroots movement that's going to contact people in their neighborhoods. When they sign up on our Magasota website, they're going to get a phone call from a real-life person, not just asking for a donation. They're going to be connecting them with people in their own neighborhoods, because you and I know that there's so many undercover Trump supporters. People are almost afraid to support the president, and they might be the only Trump supporter in their family or their neighborhood. And we want to get them connected and be that largest grassroots movement to get Trump reelected in 2020 in Minnesota.
I noticed at the debate that the largest, loudest applause lines, the big cheers, were for anything related to the pro-life issue. And I counted three different times the president addressed that issue in one way or another. I took heart that in Minnesota that was as big a roar as it was. That's an issue that connects with Minnesotans, isn't it?
Well, you know, conservatives, we are against killing babies. And the Democrats seem to be just fine with killing babies and even babies that are born. You know, so how sick is that?
It's evil. It has gotten just absolutely ridiculous. You're absolutely right. And it's nice to know that people appreciate the fact that the president is that much of a defender and really like it. I also, by the way, saw Moody's today came out with the fact they're predicting the president's going to win. They're doing that based on the forecast of the economy. They picked the president right every time at once since 1980, every presidential race. And that, too, should be a huge issue with Minnesotans to say, look at our economy, look at wage rates, look at unemployment rates, right?
People are back to work, and if you have any common sense, and you need to make a living, he's put people back to work. The unemployment rate is so low. The black unemployment rate is historically low, low for women, low for Hispanics. So I think people that have some common sense will take a look at that and go, yeah, we need to make a living. The economy is doing great. He's keeping his promises. We need to reelect him. And if we don't reelect him, I personally feel it's life out for America. This is really the election of our lifetime, which is why, as Magasota, we are so bound and determined to unite people in their neighborhoods and get them mobilized to reelect him in 2020.
How do people join the Magasota Revolution?
They join online. Just go to magasota.com, sign up. You'll get a phone call, an actual phone call from a real-life person to connect you. And we are also, we have great swag available, T-shirts, scarves, and buttons. And what we're going to be doing is mobilizing at the local level. We're going to be door-knocking to find the Trump supporters in your own neighborhood. We're going to be having you host some Magasota parties, really looking for team leaders in
all
various
right.
parts of Minnesota.
Check that out at Magasota.com. Thank you, Marnie. We'll have you back. Great work. Appreciate what you're
ethanol
doing.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October land auctions include excellent cropland auctions in Griggs, Ramsey, Bodno, Williams, Mercer, Oliver, Stark, Hettinger, Golden Valley, and Montreal counties in North Dakota. And excellent pasture and hunting land auctions in Adams, Dunn, Hettinger, and Bowman counties in North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'll do puck with you, okay? What day is it? Is it Wednesday?
It is Wednesday.
Uh-oh. You know what that means, don't
hump
you?
Day?
Wednesday wheels. We're going to take a look at a sharp set of wheels that our friends at Pucklich have. Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. Pucklich Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. This week we have at the Valley City Story, Sharp Sedan. You're going to love this color. A 2017 Chevy Impala LTZ sedan. Bronze tan colored. It's like a pepper dust metallic, they call it. Now, this is a one owner. They traded it to our friends at Pluckless. 49,000 miles is all. 3.6 liter V6 engine. Really hums, and you love the gas mileage, too. Loaded up with features. Heated and cooled leather seats. It's on the lot right now at $20,995. If you walk in there today and say, hey, Scott told me I could have this for 20 grand, boom, it's yours. Take $1,000 off, a cool 20 grand. Just tell them you heard about it on the radio. Hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself, 721 West Main Valley City, PucklichValleyCity.com, and of course there's Pucklich.com as well. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, let's see. We have Leon waiting to go up here. 800-228-0550. A little time to chat about whatever's on your mind. Leon, go ahead. You're up.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning, sir.
You guys are awesome. I love listening to you because every time I do, I think my brain gets a little bit bigger, if you can believe that.
Is that right? Well, we can replace the brain cells you lost if you watched the debate for the Democrats last night.
Oh, no, man. To me, watching Democrat debates is worse for your brain than THC. And I'm just saying, I'm just throwing that out there.
Kills yeah, more brain cells, man. I think there's research that shows that. You're exactly right. Yes.
Well, a couple of things I want to touch on today is one, creeping tyranny. You mentioned, you know, how you think the Democrats are only 10% of this whole loony political movement that's going on. But what you have to remember is they are extremely patient. Remember, toxic masculinity was only a couple of years ago. And today we got little boys that can be little girls if they feel like it. Think about that. Think about something else. Beto O'Rourke last night was asked, let me pull up the quote, exactly how are you going to take away weapons from people who do not want to give them up? Beto says that weapon will be taken from them. If they persist, there will be other consequences from law enforcement. The translation for that is we will use our guns on law-abiding citizens if they refuse to go along with our authoritarian plan. That's what he's saying. That is an actual candidate for the Democratic nomination for president, saying on national TV that if he's elected, he will see to it that one of our constitutional rights will be taken away from us. Think about that. You think about Democrats getting into power, I think about the slaughter of innocents. And what I mean by that is the abortion mills that are in minority communities. And in case your listeners don't know, a lot of folks might think that I'm like half Jewish and half Asian, but I'm not. I'm an African-American male. And I believe that under Democrat rule, the slaughter of innocents will continue. And that is the abortion mills stuck right in the middle of black communities or the slaughter of black folks under Democratic rule in these inner cities that have their Second Amendment rights restricted and curtailed, meaning only the criminals have those guns. And one of your callers mentioned the fact that you are much more likely, if you're in one of those inner cities, to be killed by a handgun from gang violence than you ever would be with a dangerous assault rifle that Beto O'Rourke seems intent on taking from us. If you think about it, you are more likely to choke on a marshmallow than to be killed by an AK-47 or an AR-15. Think about that. Yet he wants to blanket the country with laws that would steal 300 million rifles from 100 million patriots just for his political end. I say absolutely not. MAGA 2020 and Keep America Great 2020, because you have no idea if these guys ever get power again, my God, this country is headed for ruins. We're going to have the biggest outgoing of mobile capital in this country's history, as rich folks hide their capital. And what that means is the jobs are going away. The economy is going down. Inner cities are going to get worse because when you have jobless, impoverished people, crime rates go up. The death count goes up. Everything gets worse. So for the love of God and country, vote Trump 2020. And that's what's on my mind today.
Well, Leon is clearly racist.
I do not like Democrats.
Well, I want to know, so of the group of folks you're talking about that would think it's a good idea to disregard the Constitution and grab the AK-47s, the group of folks that would agree with, infanticide, what percentage of folks do you think that represents in North Dakota? In North Dakota?
In North Dakota, thankfully, I don't believe it's a huge percentage.
Right.
What we have to look at now is after these primaries, after we weed out everyone, they're gonna walk back that rhetoric. They always do.
So true. Leon, appreciate the common sense and the call today. Thanks a bunch. We're getting call after call saying, go Leon, go Leon. Great to hear, Leon. Great to hear from Leon.
Did you, when we were in Minneapolis, Scott, did you get a chance to talk to Jack Brewer, the guy that was hanging out with Mike Lindell much? Did you get to meet him?
Yeah, I met him. I didn't talk to him for a long time, but yeah, he was...
Former Viking, former NFL player, entrepreneur, Fox News contributor, very smart African-American gentleman.
Younger,
very smart guy. I got to talk to him for about 20 minutes. I asked him, I said, what do you say to people that say the president's a racist? He laughed at that. He said, I know the man very well. He said, I've known him for years. He said, I spent 45 minutes with him last week. He said, he's the least racist person I know. He said, I say that from the bottom of my heart.
Absolutely. Like,
well, so that I'll believe him.
Texter says, morning, Scott. Just let you know, North Dakota was MAGA before MAGA was ever cool. I agree. That's why I love North Dakota. That's why I think that, I think what the Democrats have going assures us conservative rule here for a long, long time. Texter says, you do know that Hillary and the swamp almost stole the election in 2016. Very true. Very true. And we wouldn't even know. There would have been no Mueller investigation. There wouldn't be Inspector General Horowitz or any of that. Absolutely. Another texture. In Corinthians, God tells us that the wisdom of man is foolishness next to God. And so the Democrats banning him from their platform, booing him at their convention, doesn't that make them godless fools? Who else can think it's okay to kill babies, that they control the weather, or that there are more than two sexes?
Yep, yep, and yep.
Appreciate the comments. How does somebody go to school in the medical field and say, hey, I think I'm going to kill babies for a living when I get out of school?
Good question.
Sometimes I think there are doctors that get in trouble elsewhere and need a job.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drum Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S.-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker, who testified exclusively last week behind closed doors as part of the impeachment inquiry, is back on Capitol Hill. A surprise follow-up deposition, again, behind closed doors. And a former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Michael McKinley, is also being deposed behind closed doors. Pompeo and Vice President Mike Pence are heading to Turkey, hoping to get a ceasefire in the Turkish invasion of northern Syria, which has been targeting the Kurds. Kurds who'd been fighting with U.S. forces to rid the region of ISIS.
It's precisely the reason we're headed there today, to try and take down that set of risks, most importantly for the United States, to ensure that the work that has been done to reduce the risk to the American people, which after all is our first and foremost priority, to reduce the risk to the American people, is fully addressed.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Daniel? 28 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. Michael Lindell, you know, told us the other day, he said, you've got great listeners that bought a lot of MyPillows. We appreciate them. Let's reward them. Okay, how can we do that? Big savings. Big time savings. That's how we can do that. And so, they have, right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the radio listener special link, it'll take you to MyPillow mattresses, mattress toppers, bed sheets, MyPillows in all shapes and sizes, the body pillow, regular to $89.99. With promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. Comes with that 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50%, including the MyPillow body pillow for only $29.99 by entering the promo code Scott or calling 800-506-9028. Let's squeeze John and Minot here before we bring in our guest. Go ahead, John. What's on your mind?
Yes, we can't lose sight. A lot of people in this country don't want to work. And anything the government can do for them, they're going to vote for. And even in North Dakota, if I remember right, there was 42. Heidi Heitkamp got 42% of the vote. What did Heidi Heitkamp do for North Dakota when she was in Washington?
Well, it depends on your political perspective, I guess. But she lost by 11 points. She didn't exactly get a ringing endorsement of North Dakotans, though. And that's my point. I don't think what they're peddling. I mean, look, Barack Obama was not good for the Democratic Party, and Barack Obama looks like he's in the mushy middle, moderate, compared to the field of candidates we saw on the stage last night. So I just think this is not a winning strategy in North Dakota. I think the Democratic Party is going to go further into oblivion. They can meet in a phone booth now, as it is. I don't know how this gets much better. You know, I really don't. So I don't disagree with what you're saying about people not wanting to work and who you're going to gravitate to. Somebody's going to say, I'll take care of you, cradle to grave, you know, Medicare for all, everything else. But every time they talk about Medicare for all, what does that mean? That means people with private health insurance lose it. So, you know, you're gaining an enemy every time you're gaining whoever wants that handout. I just don't think that represents, you know, a strong majority in the country. Do you, John?
But you know, even a lot of people who do pay attention to things, they don't look at things in depth, what the consequences are. They're, I guess you'd call them low information voters, and to them, whatever hits their radio wave or TV wave, which is mostly a liberal, that's enough information for them. They're going to go with it.
I think in that case, though, Trump is doing pretty good as well, because even if you pay attention to nothing, you know if you've got a good job, you know if you've gotten a raise, you know if you have opportunities for other jobs, you know about low unemployment. If the economy is good, this is why Moody's said he's going to win. But I hear you, John. I think you're right to, raise those concerns. My question is, what percentage do they represent? That's what I'm saying. That's the concern there. All right. Let's talk a little bit about leadership, should we? In North Dakota, Leadership ND is a project the University of Mary is taking on. It's been around for some time in the North Dakota, created to, invigorate established professionals with a desire to be an effective leader in North Dakota, enhancing their career, expanding their network. And tell you a little bit about the program today with Brian Opp, Workforce Development Strategist with the University of Mary. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Sounds like you're crisscrossing the state today, right?
I am.
Well, I'm looking at a list of dates here this month, the next month, December into January, February, March of next month. It looks like you're getting together once a month for about six different months in different communities all across the state. Tell us what you're trying to accomplish here.
That's right, Scott. The University of Mary, in partnership with the Leadership North Dakota Board, he is launching a new program. We're looking for 15 people to start this program out in the inaugural cohort. We're going to meet six times, once a month, between starting in October, wrapping up in March. The first and last session will happen in Bismarck each time, which happens to be the home campus for the University of Mary. But then in between, we'll meet in Watford City, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Dickinson. Each time we'll be working with the cohort. We'll be bringing established leaders in to talk to our friends, our participants. And along the way, they'll also be exploring the communities, the major industries, meeting with major employers. And along the way, they're enhancing their leadership capacity. They are broadening their awareness of the major opportunities and issues in North Dakota. And they're coming out the other side, moving through this program with a cohort better connected.
Who should attend this? Who is the perfect candidate to be at these kind of events?
Great question, Scott. What the candidate that we are looking for is the established leader, the person who's maybe not starting out, but somebody who's already accomplished in their career. Whether it be professional leadership, community leadership, or even state leadership. We see so many folks that serve on different boards or different commissions, as well as in government roles. There are all kinds of opportunities for folks that have already accomplished to continue to climb. And that's what we looked at, Scott, when we set out to create this program. We knew there were a lot of other things out there that can help emerging leaders get started and grow. But then we asked, what's the next step? How do we keep these folks moving along the way and keep them, foster that development of those leaders? And, down the road, these are the folks who are going to be leading communities. They're going to be in the C-suite in the business communities. They're going to be, in our state legislature. There, who knows? Sky's the limit with this type of person.
Now, at each of the events, you are doing a different theme as far as the focus of the sector, like the government, oil and gas, research and technology, unmanned aircraft, manufacturing, agriculture. Talk a little bit about that and how you weave that focus in, or what you're, where you're pulling these leaders from.
Yeah, great point, Scott. As I talked about identifying the key issues and the opportunities, when we're traveling around the state, we're going to dive into these major industries, which really represent maybe the strong suits for North Dakota's economy. And we all know our state leaders and our folks in position of leadership are always trying to grow that economy, diversify that economy. And so that's something that we want to really showcase, because it's something that is really important to leadership, is to understanding what those opportunities, those threats are, the strengths and weaknesses. And so a lot of times when we look at those industries, we see some of these communities that we're visiting, it's a part of their identity. And it's also a key part of what makes that community tick. And so it's important for us to take a dive into those industries so we can broaden the scope of what's being presented to those program participants. Dickinson is a great example. We've got the five big manufacturers out in Dickinson, TMI, Steffes, Baker Boy, Kildare Mountain Manufacturing, and Fisher. So manufacturing is a critical component of the makeup of that community. When we are in Dickinson, we will be partnering with some of those manufacturers to get our participants on site, walking through those facilities, seeing what manufacturing actually looks like. When we're in Fargo, we're going to see what the tech, the entrepreneur, and the innovation buzz is all about. Fargo is so often associated with that in our state. We've definitely got great pockets of that across the state, but Fargo really, really captures that in such a great way. So we're going to spend time with the folks at Microsoft. We're going to spend time with folks at Emerging Prairie, talking about their exciting new initiative called Grand Farm, a completely autonomous farm. What we want to provide is opportunities for our program participants to not only learn and sharpen those leadership skills, but we want to put them on site and on scene, places that they otherwise would never get to really drive a dynamic learning experience.
Very interesting. And how important is this overall, the outcome of this, to the future of North Dakota?
Well, I think it's pretty impressive what some other states have accomplished. Leadership Oklahoma is a terrific example. As we were setting this up, we certainly did our research and looked around at what other folks were doing. And Leadership Oklahoma was a terrific example, like I said. They got started back in the 1980s. They take 50 people a year, and today they've got a network of 1,500-plus people who have moved through that program that have some shared connections, some shared experiences, and a very strong leadership network across the state. I think that's a tremendous goal for us to shoot for. Now, naturally, Scott, we're in year one, so we got to, what's the old saying, crawl, walk, run? We're certainly crawling as we launch this program. But what a great perspective or a great long-term vision for us to have is to have this large connected network that have the ability to work together, partner together to get things done in our future for the betterment of the state. Scott, we all know that relationships are so critical in life and business and everything else. And I think this is one opportunity to really create a really meaningful network in North Dakota.
The first event is a few days away, October 24th and 25th in Bismarck, then November 21st and 22nd in Watford City, December 19th and 20th Fargo, January 16th, 17th Grand Forks, then February Dickinson, March Bismarck as well. LeadershipND.org is where you register, LeadershipND.org. And some great curriculum, some great leaders from around the state to network with, and a lot of good that's going to come from this. It'll be fascinating to watch. Glad it's coming to North Dakota and is being, shepherded by some great folks here. So looks fantastic. Anything else you want to tell us, Brian?
Well, that's great, Scott. I guess maybe one last piece. We're looking for two or three more folks to fill out that first cohort of 15. We've had a tremendous response so far. We expect things to fill up within the next 1 or 2 days. So if you're interested, visit that website Scott mentioned or get in touch with the University of Mary. We'd love to have you join us.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate all your hard work. Brian Opp, Workforce Development Strategist, University of Mary, doing good work on leadership, good work on workforce development for sure. More after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. The practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference is coming back to Williston for the second time in 4 years. Wheels of Progress is this year's theme. The dates are October 15th through 17th. Agenda highlights include Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford keynoting a luncheon. There'll be a panel discussion with leaders from the Bakken oil field, discussion on four-laning U.S. Highway 85 across the remainder of North Dakota, and much more. Registration is available online at PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Pipers Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farming construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 4940 and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Pipers will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steel, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Pipers.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear me talk about Tioga, North Dakota from time to time, and I'd love for you to get on up to Tioga and see it for yourself, different point of view. You can also check it out online at TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. If you're going to Tioga, say, for the first time in, I don't know, a couple of years or whatever, do me this favor. Go check out the new community center. They have a library in there, an indoor play area in there. They have an outdoor skating rink they're getting ready. It's just pretty amazing. TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. John Gottfried has announced for re-election for a North Dakota Insurance Commission. There is one good insurance commissioner that we want to certainly keep in that post going forward, and he's done some really interesting work. Trimmed his budget by 7.5% and did that to use, department funds with efficiency and come up with a unique way to do it. Also did this reinsurance program. The legislature approved, so you reduce premiums for the folks who purchase their own health insurance. Nice way to address the mess coming out of D.C. And other things they did as well. So way to go, John. And I'd like to see him, as he's announcing today, that he is running for re-election for the insurance commission. So that's good news. Glad to hear that. Thought I'd pass along a little bit of that. Let's see here. What else do we have? A few things to do. Oh, somebody asked me again about Washington, D.C. What was the question? How many meals are included? Okay. I should look so I make sure I'm not telling you anything out of school, the exact list, but I believe everything but two lunches. That's what it is, I'm pretty sure. Everything but two lunches is included. So.
Probably eat at the hotel for breakfast.
Yeah, you do. Morning, and they have a great breakfast.
There you go.
It's at the Homewood Suites there. It's really good.
Dude, you had me at Fogo de Chao.
Yeah, Fogo de Chao for dinner one night.
Meat sweats.
That's included. medium rare one night. Unique new restaurant. That's included. Carmine's. Oh, Carmine's is so good. You can't even believe Carmine's how good that is. Fantastic. So that's included as well. So I think it's all the two lunches where you're like on your own, and it's just because, you know, schedules are such that you kind of go do your own thing. You know, so pretty amazing. We have a great time. We leave the 10th. We come back the 14th. And all that's left, and this is new because yesterday I said it was sold out and I was unaware that we had six seats added, I guess. So that's six seats out of Bismarck. Six seats remaining out of Bismarck. Fargo seats are sold out. So if you want to join, you got to join. Like flying out of Bismarck.
I always say if I go on a trip, I want to go with somebody wherever we're going, we'll go with somebody who's been there. And you've been there. that's a selling point for me.
It's kind of fun.
You know,
you go with someone
who knows the terrain, you know?
And that's what people say. They say, boy, you packed a lot in, but that's what I want to do. I want to use my time the best, and I just want to... I've had people say the best compliment I've gotten from folks about these trips that we do, my wife really puts together the itinerary, and I just kind of, you know, help however I can. Yeah. Hi, folks. But she's got all the details down. Is that people say, you know, I just get on the bus and we just go. Everything's taken care of. I don't have to worry. Where are we going? What do I need to?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just easy. I just get on the bus and we go to the place and we check the stuff off. Get back on the bus. We eat. You know, and you know,
picture, and
do it all over again. Now, the reason we have a little bit of urgency on because the trip is until December 10th, but it's obviously in the middle of October. The White House requires you to give your name and Social Security number and all that stuff. To be on the White House tour, and the deadline for that is closing. So if you want to go, you need to let us know, okay? And let me tell you the number. I'll give you the scoop on the number here. Okay, do I have the number? Yes. Where's the number? 952-898-3478, okay? 952-898-3478. You can also email me, and I'll get you the info if that helps. ScottHFlagFamily.com. 952-898-3478. 3478. The other question was, what? How much? Is that what it was? How much?
You answered the meals question.
I did?
Yep.
Good. I'm glad I did. I didn't answer the how much question. Right? Do I have that? I'll get it here in a second. I don't want to keep you waiting. Craig and Moorhead, what's up? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, I want to talk about the impeachment inquiry that Adam Schiff is having behind closed doors, and every day they leak what they want. And I'm not a conspiracy nut, but from time to time I will listen to Alex Jones. Last night, he said the whole goal here is to get the American people used to the fact that the president has got to go, and the plan is, according to him, and I don't really buy this, but they will get us all worked up, get him out of there, along with the vice president. That would mean Nancy Pelosi would be the president. She'd get Clinton in there, Hillary. And
you know what? I got to stop you, though, Craig. This is just nuts. I don't disagree one bit that goofball Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi or some other people sit in a room and think, who, how can we do this? Yeah, we'll get rid of Trump, then we'll get rid of... I mean, for one, to get rid of him, they need a vote of the Senate. They're not going to get it. Lindsey Graham's preparing a letter right now to say, there are no votes here. You're not going to get it. So I think it's just on public opinion. I think they're trying to bring the president's standing down for the election. I don't think they actually can impeach him.
No, I agree with that. He's on your airwaves. He's out there. But there might be something to it about the public opinion thing. And I agree. That's the whole game here. They know they can't impeach him, but they want the people walking past their TV to see, oh my God, there's another story. This guy's got to go.
It's horrible. We ought to be, you know, we're sort of just taking it lying down, but we ought to be doing more to say, knock it off. Have a true impeachment proceeding or don't. This is ridiculous sitting there. And he's calling all these leakers and, you know, secret hearings. And I'm totally with you. Price, by the way, is $24.79 per person based on double occupancy. Okay. Telephone number 952-898-3478, extension 228. Brought to you in part today by the energy of NorthDakota.com.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it, too. Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.